One of the biggest festivals in the nation celebrating wooden boats is happening in port towns in Washington this weekend. Amidst the sea of gleaming decks and varnished wood, you can find a flotilla of sprightly wooden kayaks. The local business that produces the wooden boat kits is paddling against a tide of fiberglass and plastic. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this profile of one kayak designer's perseverance.
The company is called Pygmy Boats. Sells what it calls stitch-and-glue construction kits for do-it-yourselfers with no prior woodworking experience. The showroom faces a sheltered harbor in Port Townsend, ideal for a test paddle.
Well, take your time. Feel free to go back and forth.
Off we go. Thank you.
I check out the best-selling model, a sleek and snug touring kayak. One thing I discover right away is that the elegant boat turns heads. Three times in the span of less than 5 minutes, strangers stop to shout a compliment or ask a question.
How about the width of it? The other thing.
The richly varnished, thin plywood craft is surprisingly quick and much lighter than plastic kayaks I've rented before.
Hey, it's beautiful.
I can lift it with one arm, which has never happened to me on a kayak.
Company owner and founder John Lockwood recalls the debut of his first prototype at the Seattle Wooden Boat Show in 1986. That didn't go as well as this.
Two people capsized it, and nobody really liked it.
Lockwood redesigned the prototype after that. He sold one build-your-own kayak kit the first year, 45 in his second year in business, and then sales started taking off. But we have to go farther back in time to appreciate the chain of events that produced this small business. Lockwood's life changed course when he fell during a visit to his brother's house.
I fell about 10 feet and landed on my side on a slab of cement and pushed my thigh bone 4 inches through my pelvis and broke my hip joint.
If this happened today, Lockwood would receive a hip replacement. But this was 1967.
Everything I really loved to do, I couldn't do anymore.
The previously active young man needed crutches for the next 7.5 years until his hip healed properly.
I took up kayaking, which I could do, didn't require me. I could do it on crutches, I could sit, and I still had lots of upper body strength.
Lockwood built his first wooden kayak so he'd have something more durable to drag across beaches during an extended sojourn in British Columbia. By the time he arrived in Seattle in the mid-1970s, the idea for a business was born.
And here I'm in Seattle, and there's like 3 or 4 of these kayak companies that started up, and they've got these boats that I see around on top of cars that don't look anything like sea kayaks to me. So, I mean, I was a real critic already. You know?
It took a number of false starts and years of frugal living before his wooden kayak kit business found its sea legs. But then he was in the right place at the right time with a unique product when the sport of sea kayaking blossomed in the late 1980s. Now the kit boat maker employs 7 people. Lockwood says sales are down from a pre-recession peak.
The sea kayak market has matured.
And Pygmy Boats has too. Lockwood says the company's product line has expanded to 23 models to appeal to different niche markets. The two newest to debut cater to petite women. The typical wooden kayak kit costs a little over $1,000. Shopper Jim Hicks of Portland finds that reasonable, though.
If you get a really nice fiberglass one of similar weight and performance characteristics, it's going to be a lot more. And this is really beautiful. Plus, you've made it yourself.
Hicks figures it will take him about 2 months to assemble a solo kayak in his spare time. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend, Washington.